What was basic training like?
Hell, it was Paris Island. It was a whole new ball game. First of all, when you got off of there, you all stood up there. He said, "Now we want to let you know what your name is. Your name from now on is Shitbird. And when we hire Shitbird, you better all stand up, you know." And that was the attitude all the way through. Then he gave you these here Frank Buck hats, you know. And if you did anything wrong, you had a swagger stick that drive that thing down over your ears, you know. And I don't think they're allowed to do that kind of stuff now, but they worked the hell out of you. You just, it was unbelievable. But I think they got the, as I say, a smart ass out of you, you know. I gave the drill instructor a smart ass answer, and he just smiled. And the next day we were out, and he says, he tell you, we don't want no smart ass answers, you know. And I'm still a young punk, as they say. And he says, everybody form this big circle. We're going to have fighting. Boxing here. And he gets two guys in there. They box about three rounds or something like that. Maybe 3 or 4 minutes at the most. They were in there. And you're in sand and you got big gloves on. You can't hardly move your feet. So the next one he calls my name and he calls this other guy. And I look, oh my God, I look across there. He's about 6'2 and he's 190 something pounds. And he says, okay, we got a good set up here. He beat the holy hell out of me in there, and he was told to do it. So finally, he even told me, stay down. I thought, well, I was so doggone mad at him. I knew what he was doing to me. And I was dumb enough to keep getting up. And he said, you need to tell me, stay down, stay down. And I get up, and he knocked me down again. So finally, I went over to the side. When they pulled me over to the side, I was sick to stomach. But I found out what it was. Don't smart-ass answer, you know. They're going to get even with you. But I later found out that he was a Golden Glove champ from Cincinnati. So he says, I hated to do that to you. He says, but they told me I had to do it, or that it got him, you know. That's my story on learning how to not smart answer.
Do you remember what that smartest answer was?
I have no idea it was, but just something smart I gave back. And
how much training did you get?
8 to 9 weeks or something like that. They pushed you through pretty fast. Then we went to North Carolina and went through, that was a whole new ball game. That was nice quarters and treat you nice and everything else. And they trained you on, first thing they trained me on was, I wanted to be a machine gunner or a tail gunner, you know, hey, glory, you know. And so I didn't want anything big, so they put me a 155 howitzers. I didn't come any bigger than that. And so I couldn't hear, so I had to go back to the hospital for that. So they cut me down to a 90 millimeter. And so that was a little bit better. But
so you were in artillery?
Anti-aircraft artillery.
But from what I understand, the Marines, anybody from a cook to a general is a Marine first.
Yeah, you fight first. Like when we went in on the island, we didn't have the big guns. I think they were still in Hawaii. I don't know, it was maybe a month or so, or maybe even 2 months before we got our guns.
With the war going on and news reports coming in, what was your attitude?
Well, we didn't get a whole lot of information about if maybe somebody might have had a radio, you know, but frankly, you don't know. All you know is your basic right around what you can see is all you got. When we went to Pearl Harbor, it was, you know, the riding and going up through, you know, Waikiki Beach and swimming on Christmas. That was a big thing, you know. Then we went down to the Pacific on troop ship. And I've never seen so many ships in all my life as that were sailing down there. And we went into Aniwetok Atoll, and that's, I don't know how big that is, but it's a giant thing like that. And the whole troop ships, all that went in there, there were so many in there that they polluted the water in the thing. You wouldn't think you could pollute the ocean in the sun, but they did. All water had to be boiled and everything. So then we went from there. You don't know where you're going. We went off down to the Mariana Islands, and we sat on a ship there between Saipan and Tinian, and we watched them shell it. And we saw, I think they called it the Mariana's Turkey Shoot.
Turkey Shoot, yeah.
They just shot down planes left and right. And I saw one P-38 go over a jet plane buzzed over the top of him, set him up down in smoke, and he bailed out. And this was real close to us. And he opened his chute up, and he's coming down. And the Jap turned around and went in on him and machine gunned him. And I think there was, I don't know, maybe 15 planes or something like that, all zeroed in on him, and they shot him clean down into the water. Then they made a few passes over the water and shot the water. I mean, they got the revenge.